and welcome into episode number 290 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Ross.
Ross is back. We're only 10 episodes away from Drunk Cast, so that's going to be really exciting.
Woo.
Yes. Ross, he's one of our hosts. He's a magician. He's really cool. If you haven't met him before, but you should go back and listen to last week's episode.
The first 10 minutes is all Ross.
Yeah, it's all just Ross time.
It was an interview. And come to St. Arnold's.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Come to St. Arnold's for trivia.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, their muscles are
delicious.
They are really
dope.
Good.
Delicious. I'm sorry I used dope in a sentence, but that's
okay.
True.
No,
I've described their juice as like crack juice, which I've never done crack, but I assume it's that addictive.
It's also not the first time you've said that sentence on
really?
The podcast, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty sure that's correct. Every time Ross comes on, you mention the muscles.
I haven't done crack, but...
I just always feel like you need to clarify.
I feel like if you say it once, yeah, you're good, but if you say it multiple times, it's maybe time to pull out
the
drug test.
A little suspicious.
Yeah, it's starting to get stuff.
I've already said that this podcast has ruined my ability to ever run for public office, so... ever. So just add
that's
that to the list of things along with me.
I can see the attack ad right now. She's never seen Top Gun.
Right. it's the podcast that made that happen.
Okay. So last week we mentioned, well, 2 weeks ago, Michael, you had a fact about the longest filibuster.
Yes.
And didn't really come into the week knowing what the filibuster was about.
I had broad sense. I knew what the bill was. I didn't understand what the senator's, which side the senator was on.
Right.
Okay, so the question wasn't, what is a filibuster?
No, the question was, I asked specifically how long the longest one-person filibuster was in U.S. history.
Yes.
Yeah, so what was the context?
So essentially, Senator Thurman, who was the one that set that record, was filibustering in opposition of the Civil Rights Act of 1957.
Boo!
Yeah. That obviously
that's a big old boo.
Obviously not on the right side of history on this one. Basically, a big part of the actual act itself was it banned intimidating, coercing, or otherwise interfering with the rights of persons to vote for electorals for president and members of Congress. So it was an anti-coercion of voting bill specifically aimed at racial.
Right.
Racial tensions.
And what was his problem with it? He felt as though people should be able to coerce people away from voting.
Intimidation
should be cool.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he was doing it in opposition to the bill.
Right.
Obviously, it didn't really hamper anything. The bill still passed. The bill actually came about as the federal government's support of the 1954 decision of the Supreme Court, Brown versus Board of Education.
Right.
Which obviously is this landmark Supreme Court for anybody listening that doesn't know.
Yeah.
That established kind of the equal rights. So.
Well, boo you, Senator.
Right.
And... yay
also,
for everyone else that voted for it.
But yay, Michael, for the question.
Yeah, right. But yay, Michael, for being correct. You crushed that.
Thank you.
Killing it, buddy.
Yeah, excellent.
24 hours and 18 minutes is a little weak, if you ask me,
yeah.
As somebody who has stood and talked for 35 hours consecutively.
Senator Nick Groves. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So you're not the only one.
So Lindsay can't run for public office, but you can.
Yeah, I'm good.
My eyes cannot roll farther back into my head, just to be
we
clear.
We all saw you try, though.
I tried so hard. And I've also said that on the podcast as well.
True.
Again, it's just deja vu repeating. Okay, so who wants to kick us off today? We have interesting facts that get turned into questions that are asked at your trivia events, whether that's in Portland or Boston or D.C. or just some other random places that are using this podcast. So, Nick, you kick
go
us off.
It.
All right.
Because I said so.
Good. Then I don't have to transition in any way. I can just go.
That's the segue horn.
I have two facts.
Two?
We're going to do a choose your own adventure. I'm not going to do both of them. I'm going to let you decide.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want a fact about how you spend your time?
Okay.
Or do you want a fact about the most highlighted book passages on Kindle?
That.
The most highlighted book passages on Kindle. Okay. Because Ross
definitely.
Is our literary expert
very
here.
Very much our literary guy.
Okay. So
sometimes I'll write in and he'd be like, this question was too easy for an 8-pointer. And I was like, Ross, that's because you know a lot about things and I've never even heard of this
but
book.
A quick shout out to all of my St. Arnold's peeps. I'm looking out for you guys. You are a well-read crowd.
They are, yeah.
And you complain and I pass it along.
You do. You do a great job of it. And then we all look around the room like, only one of us have heard this.
Right.
Everyone that plays trivia is smarter than us. And we know that.
That is the downside of writing trivia is that all of our players are smarter than we are.
Constantly.
But that is, yeah, I mean, we definitely have the notes from you that are like, this, you know, given the fact that I have a PhD in women's literature, this question about women's literature is a lot easier than an eight-pointer, which you think it is.
For the record, it's really not women's literature, just literature.
Okay.
But I do study women's literature.
All right. So, according to Amazon, the most highlighted books on the Kindle. So, you know how when you read your Kindle, you can highlight certain passages and, you know, save it and refer back to it, and you can actually log on your computer and bring up the passages you highlighted.
Sure.
The three most highlighted books on the Kindle are...
The Bible.
That's number one. The Steve Jobs biography.
Whoa.
Okay, never would have guessed it in a million years.
And...
You're looking at me like I should know.
So number three. Yeah,
number three.
Is it a Harry Potter book?
I was just going to say Harry Potter.
It is not, but it is a young adult novel.
Twilight.
It's not Twilight. That's a good guess, though. That's a good guess. I feel like
Twilight.
Hitchhiker's Guide?
No.
Okay. I just started reading, by the way. It's very good.
It is very good.
I didn't realize how funny it was.
I'm still working on the SNL.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. Okay. All I knew, it was a great sci-fi book. That it's a classic.
It's a comedy book, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know that it was so funny. So I'm like sitting on the plane cracking up.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Don't ruin it for me. Spoiler.
So it's a young adult novel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a series? Hunger Games.
Oh.
It is the Hunger Games.
Good one.
Oh.
Yeah, the Hunger Games actually has 8 of the top 10 most highlighted passages on the Kindle.
Wow.
Yeah, it dominates the list.
Cool.
Yeah, so that wasn't in order. It's not like the Bible, then the Steve Jobs biography. It's because technically Hunger Games has the top 8 of the top 10 most highlighted passages.
Okay, so that's, you want to know the most highlighted passage.
Yeah, which young adult novel has the most highlighted passages on the Kindle?
Oh, I thought you wanted the specific passages. Do you have those?
No, I don't have the which ones it is.
I wanted to know the quotes.
So,
right.
But yeah, that was the Hunger Games is one of the most highlighted books on Kindle.
Literature expert? Does that
check?
Yeah, is that
that's fascinating.
No, I mean, does that make sense from a...
I would say from a popularity standpoint, of course. Yeah.
Would you want something else instead of any of those books choices? Like, what do you think should be on the top most highlighted book of all time? If I'm going to go highlight a book, what book are you telling me to go highlight?
I mean, for my job, I would have to say like Don Quixote, right? Like,
I do love Don Quixote,
right? I teach medieval and early modern literature. Like, that's what I have to say. No, but I don't know. I mean, my favorite book is The Great Gatsby, and I think there's some really good lines in there.
In The Great Gatsby? Yeah, there's one or two memorable lines from The Great Gatsby.
There are some memorable lines.
Don't spoil it. Need to read that.
The last line is memorable.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to read it.
Yeah.
It's
but
on
don't
my
spoil
list.
It. You're going to give away the last line?
I wasn't going to say it.
There's no way she's heard that before.
Guys, be cool. Be cool.
And we beat on.
Okay, I can go with my fact because it is about books and Columbo.
Hey.
Which are kind of related.
Columbo.
In that sense. So this actually comes to me via the Trivia Hall of Fame, which is a thing, I guess, that I don't know how we've never talked about it before, but it exists.
In it.
Yeah, so.
We should
definitely be in it.
Yeah, so what is Columbo's first name?
Detective.
You know what I'm going to talk about, Nick.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
It's not Christopher.
No, it's
not. But I want it to be.
Chris Columbo.
I tricked you. No one knows.
He doesn't have a first name. Yeah.
No one knows. There's like one episode where maybe his badge said Frank.
But that's not right.
But that's not right. Yeah. Right. So there's all these blog theories. But anytime anyone on the show asks him what his first name is, he says Lieutenant.
Right.
Which is like in his character.
This is one of those Supreme Court copyright issues, right?
It didn't get all the way to the Supreme Court, but this is exactly why I'm bringing it up on the trivia podcast. So back in medieval times, you know, that map makers used to put like little things that were just slightly off to prevent people from copywriting or from copying and plagiarizing their maps. And that's like a common thing. And historians have always had to sort through like what is the purposeful error versus what is actually what they thought they discovered or found or mapped, whatever. So this guy has this big, super trivia encyclopedia book that he published in the 70s, and Trivia Pursuit came along and he was ticked that Trivial Pursuit, what he thought was stealing all of his facts to turning into questions, and he sued them for about $300 million in compensation. So he put a little red herring and asked in his book and listed Columbo's first name as Philip, and then it appeared in the Trivial Pursuit game, and he goes, aha, here is the evidence that you are copying my stuff. So it went to the not the Supreme Court, but it went into the courts, and they basically were like, well, you're listing them alphabetically as facts. Trivial Pursuit is asking them as questions in different categories, so it's different enough that, no, they're not actually stealing from you. If you take from one source, it's plagiarizing. If you take from multiple sources, it's research.
Right.
That's basically what the courts ruled. Yeah. And so really, Columbo doesn't really have a first name, but it's kind of become in pop culture known as Philip because of this purposeful mistake to try to catch Trivial Pursuit.
Which is a very dangerous precedent. So this is sadly something that I have done a lot of reading.
Oh, yeah,
on,
for sure.
Given the nature of what we do and how we do it and what we can get away with and what we can't and what's legal and what's not, this is something that I've gone
way... Yeah, we like to be legal.
Yeah. Right.
Crack aside.
I've gone way...
I'm just kidding.
Crack aside should absolutely be the secret phrase.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right.
Crack aside. C-R-A-C-K-A-S-I-D-E. Crack aside is your secret phrase. I have to make sure that I say it when we say it in the middle of the episode.
The secret phrase is crack. Aside.
Yes.
Cool.
Aside of the crack. No, just
beyond
kidding.
That.
It's just crack aside. District Trivia does not endorse any use of cocaine or crack or any of the subsidiaries.
So anyway.
Subsidiaries.
The really interesting thing on that precedent for that thing is that you cannot copyright a trivia fact. You can't copyright a fact. It just is, right?
Which is a good thing. I think very good thing.
Without question, but this is where it gets really dangerous and why the precedent that they set was very dangerous is that they're saying you can't copyright a made up fact.
Right.
Which isn't that all of entertainment? Literature, movies,
fiction in general.
Anything fiction in general is a made up thing. So how do you And the way they got around it was by saying it's within context. If you're using it to ask a question about a thing, that can't be copyrighted.
Okay.
The thing itself can.
But I feel like there's like evidence in that example of like intellectual intent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I am doing this to prevent plagiarism, and then they end up producing exactly what he did to prevent it. Like I feel like there's kind of an intellectual property fine line there.
Yeah,
well,
but again,
who knows? I mean,
yeah, he said it purposely as a trap. And so Trivial Pursuit's argument was, hey, they use this encyclopedia of trivia facts as their source, but they couldn't verify it elsewhere, where a lot of their other questions, they went to multiple sources. So they're like saying, we used it as a reference point in source.
So the academic in me would want to go to the Trivial Pursuit box and be like, did they cite where they got their info from?
Absolutely
I don't know
not,
if Trivial,
right?
Like, yeah, I don't
Trivial
think
Pursuit
so.
Does
right?
Because
if they said, like, we get all of our information from these 10 sources,
right?
Then that's fine. You're giving credit.
Well, but you're not going to list 10,000 sources on a game,
right?
I mean, that's the thing is that when you ask a trivia question at St. Arnold's, you don't say where the source of the question
is. Exactly.
Not that you have that,
but
even though we do have two separate corroborated sources
exactly
for everything that's not a typo.
Correct.
It actually did get higher up in the courts than I originally had thought.
Yeah.
So in 1987, it was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the dismissal, and then they appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court was like, nah, we're not going to hear this case. So they rejected the appeal from Worth's lawyers.
Whoa.
So it did, at least they, you know, so the Supreme Court was like, nah, but they still had their eyeballs on it, I guess. So.
Right. But I mean, that's the thing. If you're writing a book of facts and you make up a fact and then somebody references the fact that you made up, I mean, that's how these rumors get started.
Right.
So
yeah.
Don't make up facts.
Red herring, blue.
Right.
Blue rabbits, etc.
The lemmings thing and this is all urban legends in general.
Yeah, so I'm going to put it out there that my question really wasn't a clear one because we don't like to, trick you guys. So I'll just say that according to Fred Worth in the Trivia Encyclopedia, what was Columbo's first name? Right. And obviously we'll leave in the host notes as to why that's not necessarily factually accurate. And if you haven't watched Columbo, please do so because it is a great detective show. It is such a great timepiece of the 70s. And just one more thing. Just one more thing. And he gets them to explain. It's so good. It's so good. Okay.
I like Columbo too.
Yeah, I love Columbo.
I think he was great in The Princess Bride.
His starring role. Okay. Michael?
Okay.
Take us away.
So an actor was given an honorary doctorate Doctor of Engineering degree in 1993 from the Milwaukee School of Engineering.
In 93.
In 93. Okay. He was an actor.
Got it.
Based on a character he played.
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know. I don't know why it came out as actor.
Actor. He's an actor.
You said it, and then I just parroted it. It was weird.
Just emphasizing.
Yeah.
Actor.
No, it was an actor. Received an honorary degree, doctor of engineering degree in 93 from the Milwaukee School of Engineering.
Engineering.
I can't speak today.
Sorry, you tried.
Way to flub.
Yeah.
You're
quote,
doing great.
After a survey of students revealed that a large number of respondents said this his character piqued an interest in it, in the engineering.
Can I make a guess?
Yeah, so I'll take either the actor or the character.
You seem so excited about
because
this.
Because I feel like I might have this one, and I'll never get it right.
I believe in you.
Go for it.
Okay. This could be totally wrong, and I don't know if the year is right. But I kind of want to say, like, was it like Kevin Bacon's character in Apollo 13? Like aerospace engineering type thing?
It was not.
Oh, man, that's a great guess.
I was pulling for you hard there. I was like, please, Ross, get
Apollo
this.
13 was later.
That's what I thought,
like,
but I wasn't sure.
96.
Lindsay, you're raising your hand. Do you have a question?
No, I had a guess because I didn't want to forget. I want to say MacGyver.
Not MacGyver.
Oh. Because he has to engineer his way out of peril. He has to engineer it up real quick. We're on this old TV show kick.
No, that's 94.
That's a great guess.
Thank you.
That is a brilliant guess.
Thank you. Everyone's so nice today.
Last week was the mean podcast. Yeah. Now that I'm back again, it's like we're all nice.
So give us an era. When was this happened? Film?
94, right?
94.
It was 93 when he 93. Got the degree.
93 when he got the degree.
So it could be earlier.
So it's got to be 80s?
Yeah,
was it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane?
It was not. Okay. I don't know how he gets an engineering degree for a pilot, but
was
pilots
it
need to go,
co-pilot.
Co-pilot, yeah. But right. I feel like, you know, pilots need to be engineer savvy, kind of.
Was it
right?
Wait, I have a guess.
Okay.
I would
was
want
it,
my.
Was it Val Kilmer from Real Genius?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
It's from a television show.
Oh, a show. We're all thinking movies.
Well, okay.
It's a series that also spawned its own movies.
A series.
So the original series was 66 to 69.
Not like Get Smart?
Oh, no. That's a good guess,
that's
too.
That's a good guess.
Wait, is
no.
the name Ooh. Of the series? Oh, 60 to 69 is the year, so you're saying. I was right, like, so I've never heard of that.
Now I'm just like going, like, Inspector Gadget.
Oh, that's also a good
guess. I don't
know. Bewitched? Magic? No, that doesn't make any sense for an engineering degree.
I got it. I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
Bring it.
It's TV series. What were the years?
66 to 69.
3 years. Yep. Okay. Got him involved in engineering, honorary degree.
Gilligan's Island.
It's
Brady Bunch. Architecture.
Scotty. James Doohan.
That's it.
Yeah.
James Doohan, who played Montgomery Scott in Star Trek, the original series.
Whoa.
Right. The ship's engineer.
Chief engineer of Starship Enterprise.
Yep.
Yep.
Lindsay is so unimpressed.
Yeah. The show to the movie and the dates of the show. That's what.
Yeah, show to the movie. The next clue was going to be it's a franchise that's still going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
In many, many different ways.
Right.
But yeah, no, I was kind of doing a little research. He died a couple of years ago. What was this?
RIP.
2005.
15, almost. Yeah. 13.
Yeah. But I was kind of going through just kind of different things, and it mentioned that he received an honorary degree in engineering because he piqued so much interest in engineering from his character on the show.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now I feel really bad about my silly answer before.
You know, solid guesses.
That's a really good question.
Good job, Michael. Thank you.
Michael,
you're so good at this today.
Michael, you are crushing that fact. You should get an honorary degree from everyone.
The sarcasm in here is heavy today.
University.
Or the University of Awesome, because that's what you are. You graduated summa cum laude. Laude, cum laude, you know? You're just excellent. Okay, wow, Michael, let's move on.
Please.
Because you're so great, and I don't want Ross's fact to get diminished by your greatness.
That's okay, you can diminish it. so my fact has no transition, so there we go. There's our transition horn. So social media has been exploding lately with the upcoming thing that we call fall, which I kind of hate.
You hate fall.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Do you prefer
fall?
Standing up?
Bye, guys. This has been
fun. I'm leaving.
This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast.
So I think fall is like kind of this like silly time where everyone gets obsessed with pumpkin spice, and it really bothers
Why?
Me as a human.
Why does someone liking pumpkin spice bother you?
Because I just don't think it's that good. And I know that everyone's going to come up to me at Santa Arnold's on Wednesday and be like, how do you not like pumpkin spice? Whatever. I just don't really like it. But,
bring him pumpkin spice lattes.
Right, right.
But why do other people's happiness give you grief?
No, I love other people's happiness.
It doesn't seem like
it. I just don't like that it revolves around pumpkin spice.
So you just want people to be happy in something that you deem acceptable.
No. No, it doesn't have to be that. I'm not that self-centered. No,
okay, so pumpkin spice, social media.
We're turning the mean from Michael to me now.
Yeah, it has to go somewhere.
So then I was like, all right, so like, what's the deal with this like pumpkin spice? Because pumpkins are not a spice. And so what are the spices in pumpkin spice?
Nutmeg.
Yeah, nutmeg is
Nutmeg is one.
Cinnamon.
Yes.
Sugar.
No.
Wow. Two for two, and then I step up to the plate.
There are five.
Paprika.
No.
Paprika?
I don't know.
That would be gross.
Cumin.
No.
Salt.
No.
Salt's in everything.
Pepper.
I'm calling BS.
So there are five. So far, you have cinnamon and nutmeg.
Pumpkin? That's not a spice. You just said
spice.
That. It's all just pumpkin. It was a trick question. No, it's not.
Cloves?
Allspice.
Cloves.
Oh, allspice,
and
yeah.
And allspice
yeah,
are
yeah.
both in it. So cloves, allspice.
Bay leaves.
No. We're missing one.
Basil.
No.
Ew.
Italian spices.
Italian pumpkins.
Lindsay's just going through her cupboard. And
brown sugar. Sugar.
No.
Cilantro.
Ew. That's Mexican pumpkins.
I don't know.
Or Thai.
Yeah. I don't.
So we're missing one.
Give us a hint.
What's a good hint? Someone brought up Gilligan's Island before.
Coconut.
No.
Papaya. Like, no,
oh, my God.
We're just
we
naming
think of
fruit.
People in Gilligan's Island.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Ginger is the last one.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
I was supposed yeah. to get to ginger from
I don't know. I had nothing.
You know
better.
What? I got there immediately. Yeah. I would have beaten Lindsay if I wasn't busy laughing at his hint.
So that.
I wasn't sure
so
if it was the hint or me yelling coconut. Yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah, so go
coconut.
Through. Tell
well,
us.
Coconut also not a spice. So those are the five spices in pumpkin spice. Mostly cinnamon, then like a little bit of nutmeg, a little bit of ginger, a little clove, a little allspice. But then I thought this was kind of interesting. It originally was called pompkin, P-O-M-P-K-I-N, pompkin.
Oh.
And it was just a recipe called pumpkin, which was this mix of spices. But when was it from?
1975.
No. Much earlier.
1632.
Too early.
I'm going to say like World War One time, so like 1939.
That's not that's quite. World War Two.
So, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Michael.
I need to eat.
Michael, you did a great job trying.
I'm going to just step away
Michael,
for a minute.
Those were years, and you had the century correct. So good job.
You got four numbers all in a row.
That's true.
The sarcasm in this room is heavy.
Yeah.
But it's out of love.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so
I did mean I did mean World War II when I said that.
So what? So what was the year? Like the first recorded year of pumpkin spice?
1848.
Not quite.
1872.
So we're going way earlier. Actually, it's 1796.
Oh
wow!
Yeah,
okay. Just was, around when America.
It was part of an American cookbook called American Cookery.
Oh,
and it gave this spice mixture. Probably from like somewhere in New England, but yeah, and then it was just kind of took off from there. But now that we have this cultural phenomenon that is pumpkin spice.
That makes you angry.
That for some reason.
Turns you into a bitter old man.
Frustrates the
also,
core of my being.
I just realized that allspice was a name of a spice. I mean, I guess allspice.
Yeah.
I know it's a spice, but I assumed that allspice was a combination of other spices that made this one thing.
That was a question at St. Arnold's one night.
Oh, was
yeah,
it?
We
how many
it.
How many spices are in allspice?
And how many are there?
One.
Yeah. It's yeah. It's its own thing.
We got some complaints about that question.
Because some people said zero, right? Because it's its own thing.
Exactly.
Mm. Right.
I think it was your note that we brought up in the meeting. It was just like, Ross said this.
I'm sorry.
Don't ever, never apologize for being great.
Was that to Michael or to me?
All of the above. All of the
well,
above.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thank
we
you.
Did. We already had a secret phrase.
Yeah.
Yes,
we did.
Cool. We talked about your thing. We talked about Columbo. We talked about spices.
Right. We got it all.
We hit it all. Cool. So this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. We'll wrap it up here.
Hello.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Ross.
We don't know either.
Bye.